Brendan?
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon. It's so lovely to speak to you again. How have you been?
Likewise, very well, Kathy.
That's good. Brendan, I know that you're a smart guy, and I'm hoping that somebody can translate this all, this Brexit, well, not so much Brexit, but Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party. Can you translate it into blonde for me, please?
It's a mess. It has been a mess for a long time, Kathy. Literally, there have been allegations of anti-Semitism in the UK Labour Party since Jeremy Corbyn was elected as leader in September 15. There were comments by Naz Sharon, the infamous Ken Livingstone in 2016, and they were then suspended from the membership. Corbyn then established a particular inquiry, the Chakrabarti inquiry, that found that although Labour wasn't overrun by anti-Semitism, there was an occasionally toxic atmosphere and clear evidence of ignorant attitudes. Well, things haven't improved at all. In fact, they've worsened, concerns have deepened, and there's just been an expose now by the Sunday Times in recent weeks into Labour's failure to properly process complaints against hundreds of activists who have all been accused of anti-Semitism. And this has sparked an upsurge in Jew hate among party members. So there's a lot of concern. There's a lot of Labour MPs who've called for Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour leadership to take very decisive action over this report. And this report, in fact, was quite well founded from a number of internal leaks. There's been most significantly a lot of concern by a number of Labour MPs. We had one particular Jewish Labour MP, Ruth Smith, who tried to contact Jeremy Corbyn, her leader, directly, and said literally she was pretty disgusted that there was no response, given that one of the very offensive emails related to her personally, you'd have thought that just from a duty of care, someone would have contacted me at some point, she said. We all have families, we have friends who have to read these vile slurs against us, and it's simply not good enough. And that echoes many other MPs. You've probably heard in the recent weeks about number of people resigning from the Labour Party. Yeah. Nine Labour MPs have just resigned from
months.
The Labour Party.
Yeah, it's months.
Absolutely. Yeah. And literally, this is all about, and they cited very clearly at the time they did resign, the handling of allegations of anti-Semitism and, of course, things relating to Brexit. And, of course, it's really a toxic atmosphere at the moment. A lot of Jewish benefactors who've literally been the backbone of Labour support for many, many years have now left that position. They no longer support Labour. And they've said quite clearly, it's not that we are anti-Labour. Labour has enjoyed a good Jewish representation for many, many years. A lot of British Jews have supported Labour. But sadly, what's happened is that they've come to the conclusion, look, we can't come back. We can't support Labour while Jeremy Corbyn remains in the position of leadership.
Unbelievable. How's anti-Semitism generally dealt with in the UK?
Well, it was being dealt with to some extent. CST was getting, that is our Community Security Trust, was getting a lot of support. There was a lot of interplay with policing. The Conservative government have said over the years, we are there to assist. We will wish to eradicate it at every level. But sadly, this has all been overshadowed in recent months, and in fact, years, probably going back, as I said, to Jeremy Corbyn coming on board in September 15. We can't lay all the blame at his feet, but there's been substantial responsibility, and it continues to be ignored, and I think ignored to the peril of Labour and Labour support at this stage.
Yeah. Brendan, thank you so much for making the time. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a chag kasher v'sameach, and hopefully we'll get to speak to you soon again.
Many thanks, and to you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much for your time. God bless. Bye-bye.